The first quote, I'm not sure if anyone has or hasn't read James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. Have you guys read that? If you haven't read it, read the book, get it. Or listen to it on, I think you can get it free on Spotify, or read the book. My book's highlighted. I've read it literally probably about 30 times, and I keep referring back to it all the time. And what he says there is, you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. So, which means, it's like if you train for a marathon and your goal is to finish a marathon in a certain period of time, but you don't go and do get your nutrition right, get your water intake right, get your short runs, get your long runs going, do all of the things you need to know to get your body ready for the marathon, you're not going to get there on the time that you want. So it's the same as real estate. It's all a very systemized business. So this is every process, as soon as the Form 6 is signed, what you do every step of the way. Well, I'll share it with you also. You don't need to write it all down. But this is basically a system that will not fail. So I'll give you an example. I've got a young 22-year-old, Ben Osborne, who works in my team. He's been in real estate for about 6 months. So I got a call into a building in the city. I don't sell apartments. I went into this building, never been there before in my life. And I said to Ben, this is your opportunity. I want you to follow this process and see what happens. So the property that was listed, it was a family friend. They said, can you please just list it? We listed it for auction. We got all the ads all in the Courier Mail, all those things. I said to Ben, your first point of contact is I want you to go on. Has everyone got ID for me?
Most people.
If you don't have ID for me, you're nuts. Like, the amount of data you can get from ID for me is phenomenal. Yeah. Phone numbers, email addresses, you name it, it's all on there. We also go into Price Finder, RP Data, Google, social media to find all of the data. So a lot of the work we do is to find clean data. In that building there were 43 apartments, right? We listed it. Ben called, found of the 43 people, we found 38 bits of data, right? Ben, who's been in real estate for 6 months, 22 years old, rang the building. Someone on two levels down said, I heard that was coming to market. Do you mind if I get through for an inspection? Sold it prior to auction to that buyer for $3.8 million, right? Then I said, Ben, just do a just sold around it. Did a just sold, called the 38 people of the data that we had. Someone said, that seller who bought the buyer that bought that property said, I want to sell. Ben did another call through the building, called everyone in the building, found another person down on level one that wanted to upgrade to level two, sold it to him for $2.6 million. Then again, Ben's done $9.5 million worth of sales in that building in less than 6 months just by following that process. Unbelievable.
How old is this guy?
22. 22, okay. And been in real estate 6 months. Simple stuff. So when he makes the call is very easy. The just listed call is, hi Ben Osborne from Matt Lancashire's team. Just a courtesy call to let you know that we've listed apartment 38 in the building. I know that there's been a lot of interest from people in the building. I just wanted to invite you through, not only firstly to see if you wanted to buy, and secondly, just to give you some information on what things are selling for in the building. Just by doing that, all of the transactions, he's done five transactions in there in 6 months, and only one of them came from outside of the building. So $10 million in sales in one building that had no one had market share in there. Ben came in, 22 years old, and sold $10 million. So it was about $250,000 worth of GCI in 6 months in one building for a building we had no idea, never been. And this is what's really crazy about it. So I've only ever, and this is going to sound really bad, I've only been into the reception of that building. I've never been into any of the apartments. And Ben's done that.
To me, Matty, that says to me that this kid had this process. It all happened because he ended up having conversations.
Conversations.
Because if he didn't have the conversations and sent just text messages or emails.
But do you know what it takes to make the call? Do you know what it actually takes? And to do what Ben's done? A little bit of effort. A little bit. It's not skill.
Yeah.
Because he's only been 6 months. And it's not age, because everyone goes, oh, I'm too young or whatever. He's 22 years old. And he's done $10 million in a building we've never been into before in less than 6 months. So all it takes is a little bit of effort. That's it.
If you're good enough, you're old enough. End of story. That now is official. If you're good enough, you're old enough, right? And he's done the business because others haven't done those activities.
They don't do it. So there's a thing in real estate, right? Anyone can get to a level. you get to a level. But then there's one thing to get up to that next level that you need to do that a lot of people can't. Do you know what it is?
Matt Lancashire is one of the greatest real estate agents that's come out of Australia in the last three decades. He's been kind enough to share the Matt Lancashire system, how to write $1 million. He writes a lot more than that, but he's put together the templates to help an agent go from 300 to a million in GCI. He's got exactly the roles you've got to be doing, the targets you've got to be hitting, the actual processes that need to be in place, because you can't have willpower and luck as your strategy, and it's all together in one simple document available only for real estate gym members. If you're not a gym member and you want to become one, I've got good news for you. You can join now. The real estate gym is now open for 2024, and for less than a price of a coffee a day, I will be your coach for the whole year. Go to realestategym.com.au.